And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Matt Landman with us, of course. We're going to talk about the Spiro clothing line, which is there to help protect you from all these beams that are hitting us from everywhere. George Norrie back with you, along with Matt Landman, as we talk about 5G and chemtrails and some other issues as well. Spiro protection clothing. How did you invent this, Matt? And tell us more about it.
Oh, thank you. Yes. How did I invent that? Well, I knew that the 5G was rolling out, and I wanted to offer a proactive, peaceful response to 5G, because as I see it, after getting educated on it, 5G is, it's a weaponized technology, and we really need it, especially for the next generation. It causes infertility. It causes sperm to swim in circles. High EMF fields literally lead to infertility, and it looks to be a depopulation program. If you look at the predictive programming in the film industry, such as the film Children of Men in 2006, it looks like they want to make the next generation completely infertile. So the goal for Spiro is to further the clothing line while I'll put the profits back into furthering the brand product line and create baby clothes, maternity wear, hooded sweatshirts, t-shirts. Right now we've got phone bags that are a Faraday phone bag. We've also got hats, and then we're going to escalate it into the new year. For Christmas, I hope to be offering men's underwear, also t-shirts, especially the baby line. What I did was I went to Asia because I caught wind of the industry in Asia was actually taking off.
They were doing this.
Oh, yeah, it's already been done. I thought I was going to have to reinvent the wheel, but come to find out in Korea, Japan, Israel, China, the protective clothing gear, it's proliferating. It's huge over there. It's just, over here we call it EMF. We give it a fancy little word.
Right.
You know? Over there, they call it radiation, and they protect themselves.
And that sounds like a bad word, doesn't it? So they're fighting it.
Exactly. So they protect themselves with silver armor, literally. So pregnant women in China, because of the one-child law and the socialist, you know, communist country, they don't want their children to be born with autism and whatnot. So it's a big industry to protect newborn children and pregnant women from the hazards of EMF radiation. Over here, however, it looks to be a completely different agenda where it's shrouded with disinformation and what have you. So back to the catchphrase, wherever there is hope, there is always a silver lining. The brand Spiro is a Latin word meaning hope, S-P-E-R-O. So Spiro Protection Clothing, it's going to be not just a clothing line, but literally it's literally going to offer hope to the next generation so that the next generation can have children without having to be worried about all this excessive radiation.
What is the website for this, Matt?
Spiro, protectionclothing.com.
Simple as that. Let's take some calls here. Let's go to Alexia in California. Welcome to the program. Hi, Alexia.
Hi, George. Hello, I just did a very intensive online 5G summit with Josh Del Sol and Sayer G. And I have two things I want to pass along to the listeners. First of all, encourage your representatives to go to wired fiber optic cable. It carries more data, more accurately, and it is much safer. So wired to the home and through the home. So Ethernet, you wire with the cable, the fiber optic cable to the home, and you wire with Ethernet through the home, and just forget the wireless. The second thing that was brought up in this incredible summit was a barrister, Raymond Broomhall, that's B-R-O-O-M-H-A-L-L, lays out a 13-point plan on how to go after the telecom companies using the pretext of assault, because this is truly an assault to our bodies. So you can use the legal code, common law, and all the legal provisions in the law of almost any state or any country to claim assault. And he has won numerous cases in Australia.
You're on top of this.
Taken down.
You are on top of this. How long have you been into this?
Well, I just did this, like I said, I did this six talks a day summit. It was presented online through HealthMeans. And I just learned a lot. I just really paid attention.
Great. Well, thanks. And Matt, you've been hitting the streets. You pass out flyers, go to conferences. You're really trying to push this, aren't you?
I do everything that I possibly can every day to bring awareness to not just chemtrails, but also now 5G is my new passion. It was a bit of a struggle to convince people that the aerosols coming out of the back of jets were nefarious, but a cell tower on your doorstep, that's not so hard. People already know they don't want to live right next to a cell tower. It's just the thing is, these small cells, they're calling them small cells, they've been shrunk down in size that now they're literally 1 cubic foot in size, some of the new models.
Where will they put them, on trees and things like that?
Yeah, they hide them wherever they can, especially on power lines and light posts. And that Josh De La Soul, he's from the Empower movement out of Vancouver, Canada, and we're actually great friends. He's done a lot of successes getting local communities to remove the smart meters, which is also another issue.
Yes.
And yes, getting the hard line, getting the fiber optic hard line, the Ethernet cable, it's very easy to do. And the biggest advice that I can give people, because we're entering into this new era of increased radiation, right, is to mitigate and lessen your radiation you're already being exposed to. Get yourself an EMF meter. Get yourself a hard line into your house. I've even got an adapter that goes to the hard line, that goes to the smartphone. Learn about putting your phone on airplane mode. But once you have an EMF meter, which there's all sorts of types, you can start with an introductory level one, you'll start to see the radiation coming off of your tablets and your Wi-Fi router, and you start to learn how much is where, and then you can lessen how much you're being exposed to, because what it is it's a cumulative impacts. All of this is cumulative, so we don't see it immediately, but over time, we start to have these problems that arise from being exposed to radiation accumulating in our bodies.
Matt, might the cell phone companies go to homes, individual homes, and say, hey, you know, we'll pay you a little bit. Can we put this antenna on the top of your roof? Might they do that?
They do that right now, but oh. I don't think that they're going to be doing that with 5G, because all of the local cities are letting them just go into the right-of-way on the street corner.
They are. They're all caving, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all caving, and literally, like, look out your bedroom window. That lamppost that's 30 feet from your bedroom window, that could have a 5G small cell tower on it that emits 10 to 100 times the radiation of current massive cell towers.
24/7, beamed right at you.
Exactly, 24/7.
It's Carlos in San Francisco. Hi, Carlos. Go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Good morning, Mr. Norrie and Mr. Landman. And by the way, Mr. Norrie, congratulations on your recent addition to your clan, your granddaughter.
Oh, so. Beautiful little girl. My love.
Yeah, good. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I want to say at the onset that I really appreciate the level of knowledge and the obvious, sincere passion and conviction of your guest. And, you know, really what he's doing is being a harbinger to what may be a very serious health crisis. So kudos to you, Mr. Landman. I have a multifaceted question, and I should say at the onset that I am in my 50s, and I have a brother who's in the same age who has a mild form of autism. And so it availed me to a lot of information about autism and some of the saturations of populations in autism with regards to EMF. But, you know, no one's coming out and singularly saying that, you know, one is the cause of the other. And so I mentioned that since he mentioned the word autism. But with regards to Danville, you know, I'm familiar with that community, and that's a very, very wealthy zip code. It's a cluster of zip codes. It's probably one of the wealthiest zip codes in the country. And it's also part of a mountainous range in a valley called the Monte Abel Valley. And so, but my question is that what I understand is that when there is any potential health crisis, and I understand that you can't talk about the health crisis, as your guest said, when does the PUC step up in benefit protecting the welfare of the population, the citizens, and when does the PUC, you know, step in, and how is the PUC involved in his advocacy, if any? Obviously, they get a lot of funding through you know, the telecom community. And also with regards to the different types of signaling handoffs, he mentioned this was a radio signaling. So you have AM and FM, FM, you know, being direct line of sight, and then you have, you know, different types of coding with regards to encryption of the handoff signaling data between cell tower to cell tower. And now, because this is very pervasive, you know, every half mile or every 500 feet, so like for example, CDMA is more encrypted than say FDMA from what I understand. So what are the implications to any encroachment, if any, on personal privacy with regards to the signaling data? And what studies, if any, has he been heard of with regards to, obviously we haven't had, you know, 5G rolled out globally, but have there been any studies that indicate diagnoses within the first 48 months of newborns with autism? And
let's let him answer some of these, Carlos, before we forget some of the questions. Go ahead, Matt.
Wow. So thank you, Carlos, and I appreciate it. In terms of when we will be protected, it's going to take a big court case or something like that to establish some sort of precedence, because right now, we're being told that the 1996 Telecom Act initiated by the FCC is the only thing that we have to go off of. And what that act shows is a 6 foot tall, massive dummy with water in its brain with a phone up to it. And if the phone doesn't heat the water enough, then there's not a thermal effect, and they say that it's not harmful. But we've learned that there's a difference between ionizing and non-ionizing radiation, but there is no difference between the harm levels. There is a radiation cumulative impact. Just because it's not actually heating doesn't mean that it doesn't cause harm. And in terms of privacy, the 5G throws privacy out the window. It's a monitoring program where everything that we do will be followed and watched, basically. So we will lose privacy 100%. Every action, it's literally the body scanning technology from the TSA. We're going to be in that body scanner 24 hours a day. Every motion, every movement, everything we do can be tracked and monitored.
And studies, what do we have out there with that?
There's plentiful. The studies are actually unimaginable. You'd think, oh no, there's nothing out there. There's actually thousands and thousands of studies showing harm. There's, like I said before, there's the 1971 U.S. Naval Medical Research Institute. They went through 2,311 studies just in 1971, and they concluded biological effect and clinical manifestation attributed to radio frequency radiation. A lot of these studies show childhood birth defects. A lot of them show fetus abnormalities, miscarriages, and developmental issues especially.
I know you have a passion for this, Matt, because when I was watching the video of you doing your presentation before the Danville, California Council, they thought you were done, and as they were trying to wrap you up, you went, I've got 13 more seconds.
Yeah, thanks for watching that. That's one of my better ones. And I am passionate about it. And we only get 3 minutes, exactly 3 minutes. Imagine that. I'm trying to squeeze this stack of information into a couple-hour show with you, and I can't even do that. Imagine 3 minutes standing in front of your city and all of your peers trying to tell them, look, you're not equipped to even make these decisions, and here's all the research showing you that there's significant problems with this.
Were there others who came forward to talk against it?
You know what's amazing is I've spoken in about a dozen communities, and there's always amazing, incredible people that line up. I've always been the youngest. I'm 38 years old. I've always been the youngest to speak, and also one of the least qualified to speak. So we're talking about Harvard brain doctors,
right,
attorneys, lawyers. When I spoke at Marin, at the Marin County Board of Supervisors, there was about 70 people that lined up, and all of them, I'm talking authors, literally Nobel laureates, like these people know exactly what they're talking about. They're very well researched, and they need to be heard.
Let's go to George in Jacksonville, Florida, east of the Rockies. Hey, George, go ahead.
Yeah, George and Matt, my my knowledge of this area started back in the 60s. My father worked for the Atomic Energy Commission, NASA, and helped rebuild Pearl Harbor. And I'm a chemical engineer. However, most of my work was electrical engineer, electronics, radio systems. And my mother typed the manuscript for Three Faces of Eve. So I sat in Dr. Thigpen's office and read psychological data. And here is what I'm really concerned about. You have two ways to harm people. One is the carry wave, which you're talking about, but also what is carried on the carry wave. And do you have interactions between units? And are our cell phones picking up the stuff from smart meters and vice versa, et cetera? And then you throw in 5G on the top of it. Let me give you four symptoms that are on this, that show up on the QX scale system, which has been tested by the FDA. It's very similar to a radiological warfare system, but it only has good frequencies. Lack of empathy, schizophrenia, vengeance, hatred. And you see how much hatred we have in this country now.
Mm-hmm.
These are points made by an FBI profiler. And the unit I have, which is a QX SCIO, it's about 8,000, it used to be 15, it actually picks up 9,000 items, both damage and solutions of the damage, like herbs and minerals and prescription drugs. It was tested by the FDA. We need to get this thing, all of these units tested by the FDA using the same process that was used to test the skills, and that is you feedback all the information to a central point of problems, and you actually look at it, and you send it to Congress, and they straighten it out. They spent $11 billion on these stupid smart meters. They put the third type on my house here. The first one went in 2002. Even a city council person lost his liver, and I was getting very sick with tinnitus, memory problems. My son developed autism, even though he was a straight-A student at a private school. And Jackson Electric Authority just put in the last 40 meters out of 140. They all go through my house, through the antenna on my house, because their conversion box to cable is on the other side of my house. And the birds left after these last.
Yeah. Or they've died off or something.
Yeah, well, they left. They had enough sense. They're out of here. They left. And we had a lot of birds of different kinds. If you will go on the Internet and look at 60 Minutes, China and Cuba, you'll see where the Chinese use radiological warfare on national security people in consulates and embassies. 60 Minutes.
Well, that, you know, you bring up something interesting. How do we know that the embassy members in Cuba did not get bombarded with something like this, Matt? You've heard that story?
Yes, and it was actually the news reported that they were being being influenced by waves. Yeah, they were being attacked with invisible radio waves. And George, yes, you're exactly right. And I'm sorry to hear about all the smart meters in your home. There's EMF protective paint, and there's different things that you can do to bounce that signal away from your home. And actually, smart meters is why I got into this. I was living in Vancouver, Canada, working on my film Frankenskies, and day and night, I was sleeping and working at my desk about 3 feet from a smart meter until I started. I developed electro hypersensitivity. I started getting heart palpitations, heart pains. And now, if I go into a coffee shop for half an hour, I get literal heart pains unless I'm wearing one of my silver lines.
You're that sensitive now.
Yeah, exactly.
Still.
Now I have to wear my protective gear. Otherwise, I end up with heart pains. And again, George, you're exactly right. I'm sorry, there's two Georges I'm talking to. But either way, we are electrical beings. Our nervous system, our cells, our heart, even our brain. If you study binaural beats and you start to learn about how susceptible our brains are to influences of frequency, you can learn that if we're surrounded by this 5G technology, the influences that they can actually implement on us and changing our mood, changing what we do in our actions, it's staggering.
It's going to affect us all. We'll be back with more. Next hour, the tarot card reader, Dr. Art Rosengarten, joins us. So we'll be doing that, and we'll be doing some tarot readings with you later in the program tonight as well. Well, in this week's new additions to the Art Bell Vault for you Coast Insiders, we storm Area 51 with a classic episode from 1997, in which legendary whistleblower Bob Lazar told Art Bell about his incredible experiences working in Area 51. And then later on, our second show is Colonel Philip Corso, who is no longer with us, the co-author of the book The Day After Roswell with Bill Burns. And that's a great interview, too. All available if you're a Coast Insider. And George Norrie back with you. Our final segment with Matt Landman, and his websites are all linked up at coasttocoastam.com, and I believe the new one now, SpiroProtectionClothing.com, is linked up now at coasttocoastam.com as well. Let's go to final phone calls here. We will go to Elisa in Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the program. Hi, Elisa.
Hi. Hi. I have two questions.
Sure.
I was just thinking, no wonder Bill Gates and Steve Jobs limit their kids' screen time. But my first question was about RFID blocking.
Okay.
And how, yeah, and then the second one was, I might have missed it, why you might not use your cell phone in your in a vehicle.
That's dangerous.
Okay, so...
RF blocking.
So the RFID blocking, it can be very important. That's why I'm offering this Spero Faraday phone pouch that eliminates the RFID signal. It's literally for when you're going to sleep. You don't want that EMF radiation disrupting your circadian rhythm, or if you're out to dinner with friends, or anytime you want to check out. Literally, I think it's very important for us to get away from this technology. It's been really forced on us, and we can literally tune out to recharge, even just temporarily. And then, what was your next question?
Had to do with cell phones and driving.
Oh, yeah, in the car, the theory is that your car is metal and that you shouldn't use your phone inside the car because the signal bounces around and then you get more radiation. Altogether, I think it's really important just to mitigate your exposure. You're not supposed to hold that phone to your head. You should get wired headphones. The Bluetooth technology is like sticking your head in a microwave.
Or keep it on the speaker.
Yeah, speakerphone.
Yeah.
Anything you can do to lessen your exposure is really, really important.
Any data out there, Matt, about cell phone usage to the head causing brain tumors?
Yeah, lots of information out there. Yeah. John McCain actually got a brain tumor right where he held his phone. He got the tumor removed, and then he got another brain tumor right where he held his phone, and he died from it.
And how about Ted Kennedy?
Exactly. It's becoming common knowledge in the West that cell phone radiation causes harm. There just hasn't been any protective clothing line or anything like that to come out yet in the West. So please watch out for Spero Protection Clothing, the future of apparel. And really what I want to do is bring this concept to North America and have competitors step in and literally have it so that this protective armored clothing line actually comes into the consciousness, that we're aware that we need to be protected and that we actually protect ourselves so that the next generation can have children.
Is the clothes heavy? I mean, can you does it weigh you down?
No, it's awesome, actually. I'm wearing a shirt right now. The technology is this micro-sized filament of nylon, and then the nylon are coated in silver and then woven into a tight fabric. So it's this flexible, comfortable silver material that deflects the radiation from 5G. Essentially, 5G, you're in this invisible light, and what you want to do is create some sort of shade so you're not getting burned, you know what I mean? So if you're in the shade from the sun, you don't have as much light, but you're still in sunlight, but you're in the shade and you don't get burned. Exact same scenario. Less is more in this situation.
Let's go east of the Rockies. Greg's with us now in Dumont, New Jersey. Welcome to the program, Greg. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Years ago, I remember they were going to put a cell phone in a town I lived in northwestern rural New Jersey, and I went to one of those meetings, and I was curious, and I read about the side effects of electromagnetic radiation. Of course, the good studies weren't done in the corporate America. They were all done in Europe.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, my God, look at the side effects of this living. Well, they didn't approve the cell tower, but then the cell tower was everywhere. I really had two questions, Matt. The first one is, doesn't this all go back to the Telecommunications Act and in the 90s where they say that they override all local governments and boards because it's federal, and the health concerns are not part of the approval, if you will.
Yes, exactly.
Which is frightening, right?
It was under the Clinton administration. It was 1996, and this Telecommunication Act is everything that the FCC is basing all of its decisions on. But like I said, there's states, like the state of New Hampshire, they introduced this House Bill 522, and they ask questions like, why have thousands of peer-reviewed studies, including the recent published U.S. Toxicology Program's 16-year, $30 million study, showing a wide range of statistically significant DNA damage, brain, heart tumors, infertility, and so many other ailments being ignored by the FCC. There's also all these studies out of Europe, thousands of studies out of Europe, that are being completely ignored. Also, FCC radio frequency exposure limits in the United States, like I said before, are set 100 times higher than countries like Russia, China, Italy, Switzerland, and most of Eastern Europe. How is that even palpable? How can we even accept that? How can other countries have 100 times less radiation exposure limits than us?
Well, before my follow-up question, I've been paying attention the last few weeks to all the disinformation of the camp. Oh, 5G is great. You know, it's sliced bread, if you will. It's a propaganda campaign. My real question is, in our corporate world, we always blame the government. It ain't the government, folks. The corporations write the rules. Who benefits by this catastrophe? Cui bono, as the Jesuits would say. Who benefits by all this stuff?
Yep. Follow the money.
Yep.
Exactly. The telecom industry, they have more money than Big Pharma. Imagine that. So, I mean, they've got a revolving door to the FCC. You've got this Tom Wheeler, for instance, who says, do not get in our way, quote. Literally, people go from working in telecom to working for the government and then going back to telecom. And, yeah, they're the ones that are really going to get paid from all this. And, yes, we are in an age of falsehoods and disinformation, fake news, propaganda. And I see it as an excellent opportunity to really cultivate our intuition. We are spiritual beings. I'm sorry, everyone out there, please listen. We have our gut, and our gut can literally, once we harness and cultivate this intuition, we don't have to question, is this fake news? Is this propaganda? We can literally just look at it and feel it. I literally get sick when I see these news things saying that satellites have been launched and 5G is here for the good of humanity and there's nothing that we can do and all this sort of stuff. It's actually going to be a massive catastrophe. And the cities and local municipalities that press pause and let the rest of the world roll out, they'll be the ones that don't have these human health impacts, and then the proof will be in the pudding.
Let's go to Annie in Alabama. Welcome to the program. Hi, Annie.
Thank you, George, for taking my
sure
call.
Thing. You're very welcome.
I have a comment and a question, and I believe that the 5G towers are a dangerous weapon in disguise. The purpose of those has nothing to do with communication, but they're disguised as such. And because people have the constitutional right to defend themselves against assault with a deadly weapon, that's why they want to take people's guns. They know people are going to shoot these things down because they're satanic. My question is, would you be willing to organize a class action lawsuit to both collect damages and stop the 5G towers?
Class action lawsuit. Is there enough data to go for one of those?
I would love to be behind a lawsuit. I think that it would do very well, but honestly, we might have to wait for the cell towers to be erected
first.
And then childhood leukemia goes through the roof and all these sort of things. It's going to be a lot easier to prevent the towers from being put up than it is going to be to take them down.
Absolutely. Bill in Washington State, welcome to the show. Hi, Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, man. I want to ask if you've ever heard of low-frequency collective motion and its effect on proteins and DNA. And I wonder if you've considered that in your research because, I know that a lot of this is speculative, but low-frequency collective motion, it does some serious stuff. Like, we're talking about, calcium modulator proteins. And, we're talking about subcellular destruction. I mean, that's like biblical. I mean, I don't know what else to say. For example, Sachs-Creutzfeldt is 100% fatal. That's a misfolded protein. It's 100%. There is no, you're going to die, 100%. And also I wanted to ask about the blue light filter. I've, with new Microsoft Windows, you can dim it. You can dim it at a certain time. And I've been trying that, but I don't like it. And I was wondering is it possible that I'm getting addicted to blue light?
Yes. To answer your question, yes. The way that our biology is set up is we want UV light, and UV is so close to blue light. Putting blue light in all of our devices is actually pretty predatory, and the research out of Harvard shows that 30 years of kids growing up on this blue light causes macular degeneration leading to blindness. So 30 years from now, these kids, like, we didn't grow up with this technology. 30 years from now, we're going to be seeing a lot of blindness out of children because of it. But yes, the blue light, our bodies think it's sunlight. And sunlight's good for us, and we're addicted to that, you know what I'm saying? And then in terms of the research studies, yes, I have come across a lot of that, and it's quite staggering, especially the terpene levels in low-level EMF fields. So terpenes are in plants, and they're expressed different ways, all sorts of different ways. Different plants show terpenes in different ways. But what happens with EMF fields, it actually causes terpenes in plants and trees to mutate and tweak out and causes flammability. So having these towers everywhere will make all these plants and trees extremely flammable. There's a plethora of research out there on the terpenes EMF fields leading to fire dangers, and that alone should be enough to not put these in communities where there's already fire hazards and what have you. And while we're already talking about fires, let's also mention that these truth seekers out there, we've been watching the chemtrail agenda rollout for 30 years now or so, the spraying on cities, but also these persistent aerosols coming out of jets spraying these forests. And these truth seekers, awakened people, you know, us out there, listeners, we've been scratching our heads, like, what are they doing? Why are they spraying the forest with these chemtrails? Well, come to find out, aluminum oxide and barium salts, which we've determined are in these sprays, these are fire accelerants. So the chemtrail agenda is leading, or is part of, this corralling of humanity by exacerbating these fires. And when these fires actually occur, please keep in mind that we control the weather. We can make it rain on top of these fires, and instead we're causing windstorms on top of these fires.
If they go to 5G and we stay with 4G phones, will we still be able to use them?
4G LTE stands for long-term evolution, so the 4G towers are being upgraded to include the 5G, and yeah, we'll be able to use our phones for some time, but eventually they're going to try to make everybody roll over onto the 5G.
Sure.
And the biggest...
To sell more phones, my God, yeah.
Exactly, and the biggest problem with the 5G is it's a completely different technology. Right now, on our 4G system, when we receive a text or we receive information, it comes from the cell tower right to our phone, and then the radiation comes in or whatever. The 5G network is, everything is interconnected. So someone's smart meter, someone else's phone, everything will be relayed to the closest potential
tower.
Phone. So if you've got phone. So if you've got a 5G phone on you, it'll be, because the technology can't go very far. We're talking 500 feet, the propagated carrier wave. So, and it's absorbing into everything, absorbing into us. So the intricacy of the network is so complicated and insane. All of our phones will be small cell towers picking up and relaying all the information around us.
Constantly.
Constantly.
My exactly. Gosh. Next up, let's get a quick call out of John in Seattle. Real fast, John, go ahead.
Okay, I'll try and make it fast. Seattle is totally installed with smart meters, and within 2 weeks after it was installed in my house, I have a small fir tree under the meter. It started dying, like from the top down, like it was hit with a flamethrower or something. I walked around the neighborhood within two block radius of my house. There are new boxes on telephone poles. They're about 2 feet long, 6 feet, 6 inches wide, and there are 20 of them within a two-block radius south of my house. Apparently, there aren't any on the north side.
Horrible. So the smart meters, they do. They emit a radio frequency wave that can travel, some say, 30 miles. Having that on the side of your house is not only bad for the plants, but also for the humans inside. In the state of California, you can opt out and get the old analog meter installed. Some states you can, some states you can't. On Facebook, I've got 43,000 followers. Please follow me on Facebook, Matt Landman. A woman just contacted me from Wisconsin. She said a new smart meter was installed in her house, and all of the birds in the neighborhood started attacking the smart meter.
Attacking it?
Attacking it.
Whoa.
She sent me footage, and she told me she was getting these crazy migraines, and then she called and talked to the power company, and they said that they were running random tests and that they would change it over, and then they did, and the birds stopped attacking the meter. But
Matt, thank you for some great information, and, of course, your websites are all linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Amazing. Up next, Dr. Art Rosengarten joins us as we talk about tarot of the future.